Hello, welcome back. Let's review our study of going deeper into Christianity. Hebrews 6 verses 1 through 3 clearly states that there are six fundamental issues that every Christian must understand and accept as truth by faith. These truths then become the foundation for growing in our maturity in Christ. These truths again can become the basis of making decisions in life. And when that happens, it's called having a biblical or a Christian worldview. Now, a worldview can be defined as your overall perspective from which you see and interpret the world. It's a collection of beliefs about life that you hold as an individual. Many people have opinions based on nothing more than just feelings. And these feelings are often a result of subconscious peer group pressures, societal pressures, even family pressures. How about media pressures? For example, as individuals, we have opinions about the following issues. Things like capital punishment, abortion, homosexuality, pornography, political parties, the role of government, truth, relativism, sin, God, and even the church, to name just a few. So the question of your worldview is, how did you come to your opinion and why? Are the opinions you have based on whim or carefully considered thought or illumination against a foundation of core beliefs? In Western culture, all morality is based on what is known as the Judeo-Christian ethic, which summed up it means that we're talking about the Ten Commandments and the truths that are found in the Bible. Now, if this is true, wouldn't it make sense that a biblical worldview is what we need to make sense of life today? Agreeing with a biblical worldview is one thing, but then here's a question. Is it possible to have a set of core beliefs and be very inconsistent in how you apply those core beliefs? In other words, are you living what you believe? Today, the pressure to be tolerant often expresses itself as anything goes. Or I may think it's wrong, but I wouldn't judge someone else for doing it. Someone once said that if you don't stand for anything, you will fall for everything. You see, it takes faith and courage to go against the flow of popular opinion and be a man or woman of conviction. Compromise is always wrong when it means sacrificing moral principle. In order to have a biblical worldview, it's necessary to have as part of our core belief systems certain truths such as those that we've been studying in Hebrews chapter 6. Now, we can break up those six foundational principles into three pairs of related truths. Now, we've covered all of this before, but we're recapping, we're reviewing. The first pair is repentance and faith in God. And these are the foundations for salvation. Without repentance and faith towards God, true spiritual growth in Christ cannot follow. The term saved or salvation means to be delivered from. Well, that poses the question, delivered from what? The word salvation is used of the deliverance of the Israelites from the Egyptians. For example, as you see that in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And to the Israelites, it was deliverance from all kinds of evil and danger. In the New Testament, it's specially used with reference to the great deliverance that Jesus Christ produced from guilt and sin. Now, the word saved, or the Greek word sozo, means to save, heal, cure, preserve, keep safe and sound, rescue from danger or destruction, deliver. To be saved from physical death by healing, and from spiritual death by the forgiveness of sin and its effects. As a matter of fact, the word sozo in primitive cultures is translated simply to give new life and to cause to have a new heart. Now, if the first pair of repentance and faith towards God produces salvation, then the second pair, baptism and the laying on of hands, represents the spiritual nature of growth in obedience for victory in this life. Water baptism and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Water baptism represents obedience to God and symbolizes the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in our own lives. The laying on of hands is associated with physical, but more importantly, spiritual healing. Then finally, the third pair that we studied was resurrection and eternal judgment. And those recognize that there will be judgment for all. But we as believers have the assurance of heaven in the next life. The word resurrection, in this sense, truly speaks of the fact that everyone will rise again after physical death. And then there is eternal judgment. Heaven for the believers and the lake of fire for the non-believer. So when these truths of a biblical worldview make up the lens through which we see life and the world, it becomes so much easier to know why and what our position should be in life. While the first step is to know the truth, we are also faced with the daily responsibility of doing what we know to be true. Keep in mind that today, many are presenting as truths personal opinions or secular humanism and other forms of the traditions of men. The Apostle Paul cautions us about accepting a non-biblical worldview. He says in Colossians 2:8, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Jesus Christ." Now, of course, all of this leads us to something all believers are called to, and that is the Great Commission, which we will examine in our next episode. So until then, may God richly bless you. And I want to remind you that for more audios, videos, and resources, please check out PastorVicSnuggets.com. God bless.